Today, we are going to do the fifth portion of our live idea to pitch walkthrough, creating the bones of the pitch. The pitches will finally start appearing on the page. We spent all this time drowning in so many things. I think it crashed my computer one day, run so many PDFs of magazines with their high resolution photos, to run so many different tabs of the database and look through things, to look through all these ideas in my notes and in the agendas, and it's here. We're finally starting to write the pitch. Now, reality, we have done this over the course of several months. It feels like a long time. But if you think about it, we've only spent 4 hours so far and a decent bit of time were me talking about background. So I would say we have spent less than 3 hours actually working on pulling this together. And I have, we will look at them later, but I've got 7 pitches queued up for us to write. And some of those also have spinoffs. One of these about modernizing spots has like 5 spinoffs. And then and maybe 6 we're going to do for sure. The 7th is on the Santa Cate Arena Hotel profile. We didn't have a chance yet to double check that against any particular magazine sections yet, because we just didn't see any come up in the magazines we were looking at that we had time to look at, that is. So we have 6 pitches that we're going to write today. Now, in reality, as in not the reality of us doing this over several months, but in the reality of you guys at home or anybody at home, to have spent 2.5 odd hours and have 6 pitches that are for sure connected to more than 6 sections, because a number of them have duplicates, would be a fantastic use of time. It just feels longer because we've done it this way. So we're going to get into this in a second, but using your time well and wisely for the highest output is what this series is all about, because there are so many ideas out there that you guys can pitch. I mean, I opened it up just first to know. Let me see, where is the original? I think we started with like 47. Does that seem right, guys? We started with, this is initial idea notes. We started with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34 from that initial. And I think that number, I think I said 37 the first time I said it, so I maybe just counted wrong right now, being really fast. We started with that many ideas, and we have 6 that are solid, that have a home or multiple homes in that 2.5 odd 3 hours of work. So that's excellent. So what we're going to do today, and I apologize that the slides aren't working, but one webinar out of 3, something had to go wrong. So today we are going to circle back with the purpose of the series, both for some of you who I know who are newer to our webinars, who joined in the middle of the series, and also because it's finally coming to fruition. And the title of today's webinar is creating the bones of the pitch. So we're going to talk about what are those bones and why we start with particular parts of them. And it's funny because I was thinking about this metaphor of the bones of the pitch, right? And if you think about the skeleton, the upper body, you know, the ribs, the arms, the fingers, the head, all that stuff, the skull bone is pretty serious, but there's so many tiny bones and things going on in the upper body, whereas the lower body has the pelvis, which is like one big solid honking thing that kind of holds it all together. And the legs, the feet also have a lot of bones, of course, but the legs are really long, really solid bones. So you can almost think of it in a way that it's a very apt comparison to say the bones or of the pitch and how the body of the pitch is constructed. So we're going to go back to those 6 ideas that we're working on writing out today, and then I'm going to start putting together the pitch for each of those. The whole idea of this series, I've talked quite a bit since we started this call about how much time we've spent so far and what has actually come out of that time. In each of the individual webinars as I've done them, it just feels so piecemeal. Like at the end, I count so that we feel like we have something that came out of it, right? We've got 38 ideas. We've got 39 sections with ideas matched them, or whatever it is that we have. But now that number is getting smaller, it somehow feels worse to go from having 40 to 6. But it's great, because as we are doing this process, we are showing how you make those decisions. How do you choose what to cut, when to move on? And in this case, we're bound by that, you know, eternal thing, which is time. We're bound by time. At the end of the hour of our webinar, I need to let you all go. I need to go have dinner or whatever it is. So we stop. And in real life, that doesn't always happen. And even when you do stop, when you come back, you don't always move on to the next stage. So what we're doing in this webinar is giving you both an example and a model. Now, you don't have to put a timer on yourself exactly the same way that I'm doing, but of how you can, in fact, with the resources you already have at hand, get more pitches out faster. Because the reality of the situation is pitches just can't take you that long to write. And when I say take you that long to write, I'm including all the parts of the process here. Getting the ideas out of your trips, taking the ideas and matching them to magazines, refining them with the magazines to make sure they actually fit, all of these stages, not just the writing of the pitch. It just can't take that long if you want to be a freelance writer, even if you just want to write for websites, okay? Because you need to be able to get your ideas into a form where they are communicated to other people quickly. And that's not just for your pitches. It's for your emails with your editors. It's for your articles themselves. It's for all of these things. Candy says there's lots of buzzing suddenly. Does anyone else hear that? Recently, I was talking with a couple people whose freelance writing is not where they want it to be. Perhaps they are already full-time, they've left their job or something like that, or maybe they've left their job and they're doing this and something else, and the something else is going fine, but the freelancing part just isn't taking off. And those conversations have always ended with, well, I guess I just need to send more pitches. The problem is, if all told between, you know, having an idea or looking at a magazine, thinking about different ideas that could possibly work, researching their viability, writing a draft of a pitch, doing a research while you're doing a draft of a pitch, throwing that out because it doesn't work, it's not clear enough, you don't like the draft, the point isn't clear, writing up another one with a new point, deciding maybe that one isn't even a point, and pitching it at all, and then going home back to the whole thing. You're often looking at more than 6 hours per actual pitch that goes out the door. Now, if we think about the statistics on what pitches are accepted, I like to tell people to take like a 20% acceptance rate as a baseline if you're kind of pitching things that are in your level, and it's a 5% acceptance rate if you're just kind of pitching, you know, quite randomly or you don't know what your level is. If you think about a 5% pitch acceptance rate, that's 1 out of 20. So if 1 out of 20 pitches is going to turn into a story, and you're taking 6 hours or more per pitch, that's 120 hours or 3 work weeks, whole work weeks, before one pitch actually lands, right? That's not a good ratio. You just can't take that kind of time. And so that's why we're doing this whole speed round version that we're doing, both so you can see that it's possible, but also so you can see what sacrifices I do have to make in order to make that possible. So for those of you who are newer to the series, if you'd like to join at home, here's what I recommend you do. Go back to the beginning, watch each webinar one by one, and after the webinar, take some trip of your own and do exactly what I just did in the webinar. Do each piece on it one by one and with that time cap. Like I said, you don't have to implement this hour-long method forever, but just do it to follow it at home. So I think I heard somebody, I don't know if she's still on the call, but I think I heard somebody tell me recently on a coaching call that she was following along with this. So I don't know if you are here still, and if you are, and if you want to share where you're at with it. If you don't want to share, that's okay as well. But I'd love to kind of celebrate the people who are going through this along at home as well. So I'll let you think about whether you want to do that. But the other thing to not forget, this horrifying 120 hours thing that I was just talking about, is that once that pitch does go out and get an assignment, or even if it gets a response but not an assignment, that is just the beginning. That the main purpose of your pitch is not really to get an assignment. It's to start a conversation, which then leads to a relationship, okay? So we've talked in the past, in this webinar series and others, about how that conversation is built on us showing that we understand them, so that they then like us, so then they offer us something back in the form of an assignment or in the form of advice about what to pitch better next time or something like that. But it is a give and take process that begins with us flattering them, with our understanding of them as the editor and of their magazine. And we do that with our pitch formula. So all pitches are composed of three things, okay? So we're going to talk a lot about this in the format of P1, P2, P3. So make sure that you remember this for later. So P1, right in the chat, is the lead. P2 is what you're going to write about. Now notice they're separate. We'll get into that a lot more why later. And P3 is about you and why you should write this piece. Now, I have formulas for all of these things, each thing except the first one. And because of that, in part, we're mostly going to do the lead or the beginning of the pitch in the next webinar, because I always recommend that you do that part last. It is the hardest part in general But it's also difficult because there are so many options. If you're not really clear on what restrictions you have upon you, which we'll get more familiar with as we write the rest of the pitch, it's a lot harder to know what choice to make from all those options until you have some variables kind of nailed down, let's say. All right. So as I was pulling these slides out of our webinar on crafting the perfect pitch, where you will also find them, I saw this quote that I just love and wanted to share here, because you'll notice that all of the ideas that we've been talking about so far are like one word, right? They're like the name of a destination, or they're something super vague. So the quote that I love is, I once had a guy call me up. He gave me a one word pitch. He said, Macau. And that's not really a pitch, is it? It's not a narrative. It's just a place. So it might seem kind of odd, because so far in this whole webinar, I have been giving just not one word, but I've been giving these like maybe two word, three word, you know, maybe in some cases, potentially even 10 word placeholders for what an article idea is. And there's actually a reason for that. And it's not because I have a one word pitch in mind. It's because you need to do that in the beginning to keep your ideas flexible. So when you do sit down and write them, you only write in your pitch exactly what matters for the specific magazine that you're pitching. And that's what we're going to get into. Now, like I said, we're probably going to save, unless I have a really good idea for one, but I'm probably not going to have too many at this point, because you usually need to look at your notes to get these. But we're probably going to skip over the leads for now. Okay, so I'm going to also skip this slide, because I assume that we will look at it in more detail in the next webinar when we're going to talk more about leads. But it depends how far we get today. So what we write about in the second paragraph is, you'll see I have a very specific formula for this that makes it go really fast. But you're going to say what magazine section this is meant to appear in. You're going to talk about what you're going to cover and what research you will do or have already done. In the paragraph about you, you're going to talk about the information that is relevant to you to this specific place, this specific story idea, okay? Prior research, background experience, and exclusive access. And you're going to talk about your most impressive or related titles. Now, I said even a volunteer here, because this answers the question of what if they are things that you have written for free, all right? So which ideas are we settling on? I said way back in the earlier pre-troubleshooting break time that we have about six that we're focusing on. So let's scoot over from the slides and do a screen share now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring over, as we work on each pitch, I'm going to bring the relevant information about more about the idea and particularly more about the magazine section. Okay, but first, let's do the basic formula. So the basic formula is lead, whatever that's going to be. Then I propose a word article for your name of section on short form of idea because. Now, we haven't talked about any of this stuff that this because and all these things yet. This is what we're going to get to now. We've maybe talked about it just a little bit, but not too much, okay? In this piece, I will stuff from Travel Magazine Database. Anything else? All right. Then, I am a New York-based travel journalist that has been working in the field. How many years have I been doing this? For nearly 10 years. No, I guess actually more than 10 years. For more than 10 years. And my work has appeared. What's that thing called? USA Today. The Dallas Morning News. And I'm going to leave this spot open for a publication relevant to the particular article idea. And then the next sentence is going to be inform about me specific to this destination and article topic. Would you be interested in title? We'll get to these probably later. Maybe I'll do some this week, okay? Title for name of section for name of magazine, okay? So now that I have this, for each pitch that we're writing, I'm gonna cut and paste the basic formula, and then I'm gonna start to fill it in, all right? So this is what we're gonna do for the bones. So we're gonna start with this beer, spas, and oh, I shouldn't start with this because I don't know that much about it, but okay, we'll do it, we'll figure it out. Sure, you know, I don't remember anything about any of these. These trips were like in August, so they're all kind of equally who knows. All right, so let's just start with this one. Okay, so Blue Wings, beer, spas, and Prague. Now let me go pull our Blue Wings stuff out of here. Our idea fit notes. Okay, so this is up close. It covers one aspect of a city in detail in about 500 words. Now I'm probably going to need to flip back over back and forth between here and the web browser so that you guys can see me looking up the different details to go in here. So let me just queue up a web browser that we can use for that. Okay, great, we can use this one. So I'm literally entering, and I'll go back to this in a second, but I'm literally entering beer, spas, and Prague in Google right now. Like we're starting from there, okay? Because I didn't go to one, right? I just heard about this from people, and they all seemed interested in it. And I'm like, okay, beer, spas, and Prague, that's a thing. What does that really mean? So there's some I'm not seeing any beer, spas, and Prague coverage coming up on any major websites, which is great, which means that this is a pretty new idea. So I'm just going to open a few links so that we have some like already loaded to come back to later. And then I'm going to go back now and do this with you. Okay. So let's take our formula. The lead, who knows what the lead's going to be? I don't even know anything about beer, spas, and Prague yet, right? Okay, so I propose a 300-word article for up close on beer, spas, and Prague. I don't know why yet. So up close can be a particular building trend or food item, and in third person includes quotes. Okay, I'm going to highlight this because it's important. We need to make sure that we include quotes, such as the owner of a building. Recent examples include Las Palmas, Delicious Dreams, talked about a renovated place, the style of Peking duck found in Nanjing, and a place in Shanghai and specific preservations taking place there. Okay, all right. So that's what we want to cover. Now, let me also on the side pull up a copy of Blue Wings. We were looking at a bunch of those the other day. So let me pull up a copy of that. Okay, I'll do that in a second. So let's go look at beer, spas, and Prague. So first, we want to write this second paragraph, okay? This second paragraph. So we want to know what we're going to cover. So I want to say, for sure, because I want to close, I will interview something, okay? I will interview somebody, and we're going to figure out who that is. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to look at, again, like we've been doing in the past, I want to look at an example of this article from before so that I can get a little bit more about that structure because we don't know from here so much about that structure. So I'm pulling up an up-close article for us. Let's go look over there. And I know we just looked at this the other day. So let's see what page it's on. Up-close 22, oyster hunting in Denmark. Okay, so we start with, the lead is going to be a quote, but this is from like a weird place. We have some quotes from the organizer of the Fana Oyster Festival. It's mostly talking about the festival on the island. I remember when we looked at this last time, we were like, oh, this is really general. Okay, so this is what we're going for. Let's go back and let's check out beer, spas, and Prague, shall we? Okay, so gets unhappy when I switch this frequently. Okay, there we go. Let's try it now. Okay. What can we say about beer spas? Okay, so this is how to enjoy a beer spa in the Czech Republic. Czech Republic loves beer. We know that. Okay, so maybe a cool lead to start with could be the beer consumption, right? Everybody, I think, starts with this lead, but why not? How much beer is consumed in the Czech Republic. Okay. Now very much part of their culture, blah, 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 but you can immerse yourself. Literally, I mean a beer spa. This blog post is a great list of cliches that we should avoid. All right, so there's nowhere else than Prague. Is that true? Are there beer spas other than Prague? Let's see. Actually, I'm going to make this a Boolean search. I'm going to do beer spa and not Prague and see what comes up. The problem is I'm also going to cut out articles that are mentioning like in Prague, so that might be a little difficult. Beer Spa Spain. Beer Spa Spain is the spa's chain. America's beer spas, but I'm not actually sure. Beer Spa, visit North Iceland. Okay, so there are, in fact, beer spas outside of Prague, so that has been answered. Okay, actually, but this is, I'm going to leave that open. Because I'm kind of talking about this as a trend piece, right? So maybe what I want to say is something about how beer spas can now be found in these other places. Though beer spas have spread from Iceland to Spain to, can I find somewhere further, like on a different continent? Prague is the original home of the, I really want to say unique, I'm not sure. Okay, now what are the benefits of beer spas? That's my next question. This just seems so, it's like all the things about spas, right? Improves your skin. Okay, let's see what this thermal beer spa. Oh, I found a Daily Mail article, that's great. See, it seems like there are more things on beer spas than you'd think, but not as much in Prague. So, let's see. Called the brew obsessed country. The brew obsessed city has the most, and I want to check on this, places to what, right? What are the benefits? Guardian is not telling. Oh, but here you have unlimited drinking. And random articles, okay, or random videos. See, I would love for something legit like The Guardian. Or, oh, this is the Daily Mail. See, that's why it sounds so legit. So where can we find these benefits still? Benefits, benefits, benefits. Okay, that's interesting. Even the Egyptians enjoyed the natural extract's impact on the skin. I don't know. See, I just don't know if I want to go with this. We'll think about it. Okay, I'm just going to go with purported abilities to detoxify. Oh, I realize you can't see what I'm writing at the same time. Okay, let me go to the full screen. Now it'll make so much sense why I'm making random noises. Great, okay. To experience beer's purported abilities to... Yeah, people keep talking about the skin texture, so we'll just go with that. Detoxify skin. This other one, pruritus, which is cleanse pores and reduce acne. Okay, we'll just go with that for now. Okay, I propose a 300-word article for your close, for your up close section on beer spas in Prague, because the beer spas have spread from Iceland to Spain to somewhere else. The brew-obsessed city has the most places to experience beers, that didn't come out right, purported ability to detoxify skin, cleanse pores, and reduce acne. In this piece, I will cover, I don't know, how many can you really cover in this piece? They don't really do too much in these things. So maybe I'll say I'll cover 6 places, 6 brew spas. Oh, I don't want to consent. Reject all. I love being in the U and rejecting cookies. Great. Okay. This is the suburb of Pilsen. This is central Prague. This is somewhere else. This is somewhere else. This one looks like it's, I want to see how, like how many are in Prague. Don't know. All right, so let's say I will cover why beer spas started. Why the Czech spa tradition ventured into beer soaks to make the most of the experience, and the top places to go in Prague with interviews with beer spa specialists. Now, it's hard for me to tell because the font is so large, but I have a feeling that this is much longer than I would want for a 300-word piece, but it's hard to tell right now. Okay, I propose a 300-word article for your up-close section on beer spas in Prague, because though beer spas have spread from Iceland to Spain, the brew-obsessed city has the most places to experience beers. Apparently, I just can't spell this. Is this not a word? Is it purported? Now you get to see how I can't spell people. Purported ability to detoxify skin, cleanse pores, and reduce acne. In this piece, I will explore why the Czech spa tradition ventured into beer soaks, how to make the most experience, and the top places to go in Prague with interviews with Czech beer spa specialists. I'm a New York-based. I'll have to think about what to put there. Now, this is an interesting thing, right? Because I didn't do this. So I'm going to just say that I have recently returned from a trip exploring the Czech Republic. Now, the Czech Republic is not its name anymore, so I'm going to see what I should do about this. How you're supposed to do this now in AP style. I don't know if AP style has changed. The Czech Republic's spa tradition and how it is modernizing for millennial spa travelers. Whoa, I actually guess I can say that I did that, but I just made that up for this piece. Okay, great. Would you be interested in? Now, what do they name these things? I guess let's look at the database. That's probably better. Okay, so they start with the name of the city. Okay, so my subject line is going to be, let's see, what's clever? They're very short. Urban nip and tuck, trending tastes, delicious dreams. It's like drink your beer and soak in it too. That's kind of long, but I like it. No, let's see. Like the tipsy spas. I don't know. We'll work on that. Okay, so for up close, this is how the subject line is. Okay, so it's like the title of your thing. For name of section. Okay, so then I'm going to put, would you be interested in Prague? Tipsy, I need something so sudsy. So I don't know, I need something so much better than that. Anybody have anything? Let us know in the chat box. For up close, for blue wings. All right, there's one. That was probably, I hope that's the hardest. Okay, features on modernizing spas in the Czech Republic. For a Blue Wings front of book. Make these bold so that they stick out. Now, I don't have the chat box up just because then it creates crazy mirror. Beer for your body. Yeah, candy, they're like two words though. That's why I'm really struggling here. Because, like, you can't do a lot in two words. Like, and if you look at this dreams one up here, where'd it go? This, delicious dreams and trending tastes. Like, they're all kind of lame. I don't know if tipsy spas is very attractive. Like, maybe sudsy spas. But that's, I don't know, that sounds a little suggestive, I think. So we'll keep working on that. All right, next one. So we've got, this is also for Blue Wings, and it's fine to write several pitches for one magazine at once, guys, because then you are queuing up like the next pitch that you're going to send to that place. Okay, so this one is Inside Track. Does that sound right? I didn't say where, so I guess it's Inside Track. Okay, so let's pull over the text about that place. Inside track takes the form of a roundup in about 500 words. When in third person, the place describes 5 to 6 recommendations in the same country or region. Examples from recent issues include Call of the Wild West, which rounds up 5 national parks to visit in America's Southwest, Smile of the Crocodile, rounding up 6 places to visit in eastern Cuba beyond Havana, and Goa Bites, which rounds up 6 places to eat in Panjim, Goa, including cafes, restaurants, and markets. Okay, so let's get our trusty formula down here. All right, let me see if I can make it so I can see you guys on the side. Okay. I propose a 500-word article for your inside track section on So I'm going to want to know, first and foremost, if the beer spot pitch was accepted, would I write without visiting? Yeah, because that section, thanks, Kendi, that's a great question. That particular section in that magazine is super general. And I would say, like, because it's a trend piece, I guess that's how I'd put it. It's, like, more about the trend than it is about like one, sorry, let me get this bullet one, than it is about one specific place. But what I would do is I would definitely call and like interview them. And this is the funny thing, is that if you call and do good interviews, you basically end up having better sources than maybe somebody who went there but didn't actually get information. So I would write it without going, but I would actually probably, since I went through this conference and heard about it through some other places, people rather, I would hit up some other bloggers that were there and also maybe try to get some experiential oriented quotes from them. I used to do this when I was vegetarian about meat in Italy, for instance. Okay, so Czech Tourism, which I feel like is relatively reliable, says that unique mineral springs have been used for therapeutic treatment in the Czech Republic since the 15th century. Let's see, anybody else? Okay, so next week when we're doing Leeds, or whenever we get that scheduled when we're doing Leeds, I might pull in something. Oh, they have a ceremonial opening of the spa season, which is a cultural and social event. That's kind of interesting. Okay, so I might pull that in. All right, so let's go back to our pitch here. See if I can get everything going at once. Okay. So I propose a 500-word article for your inside track section on how the Czech Republic's, do I want to say 500-year-old, 600-year-old, Renaissance? Let's just go with this for now. 500-year-old. And then I'm going to double check on and get a solid date. Now, everything I'm putting here in all caps, these are the kind of things that I'll look at in that polish round we're doing next. 500-year old spa tradition is changing for the modern experiential traveler. Because with everything from Ayurvedic facilities stocked by specialists from Kerala, India, to what? I don't know. To itineraries specially adapted to modern, shorter vacations, the industry is posed for, I don't know if I want to say major comeback, that's kind of trite, but I'll just go for that, or major reawakening. In this piece, I will. So this, let's take a look at it. Third person covers 5 to 6 places. So we want to look at the places that it's going to cover. And let's just go back quickly to the beginning here. We can pull up one of these. If I remember correctly, this whole inside track thing was the one where they like never show it on here. Let me try 29. If not, maybe it's on 15. No. Okay, let's just scroll through and see if we can find it. I remember that last week we had trouble finding it. Okay, I'm gonna look at one more and then we'll give up for now. Hey, I read his book. He's great. Shoot, this is so irritating. I know we had this problem, but I wouldn't have included it on this list if we hadn't seen it, right? This is why you should take more notes the first time you look at something so that you don't have to look again. Wait, maybe is it this thing that I'm looking at right now? I thought this was an ad. No, this has got to be an ad. I don't know which one it is. Me just try this one on Hong Kong. If not, we'll give up. Okay. And don't copy what I'm doing here. Make sure that you actually get when you that you look at the thing, okay? So, because what I'm trying to what I want to say here is what I will cover on each of these places. Like I want to say that I'm going to cover, six places and include XYZ service information, okay? So, I'm going to say which is posed for original waking. In this piece, I will introduce. Is it always six? It's five or six. Five to six venues in the Czech Republic to experience this. I don't want to say new age. This new spa tradition, including Hotel Santa Catarina. Where the Ayurvedic Center will be opening on some date and some other interesting place that I'll have to look up. Now, I talked to a bunch of people in this play area called Carlo Vari. Maybe it's Carlo Vivari. Carlo Vari. And that I know is really like the main part of this. Yeah, Carlo Vivari of this kind of modernization, a spa slacker in Carlo Vivari, but that's old. I'm just gonna take this. Now, if I was doing this slowly, I would sit here. And I would read this New York Times article and I would think about all the things that they covered in the New York Times article and how I should do it differently. But we don't have time for that, right, guys? Okay. So I really specifically just want to find another place doing something very modern. Now, so this is probably stuff that's going to be part of the lead. Okay. I really love all this stuff here in this Frommer's piece. So I'm going to put this up here. Because it talks about, I'm gonna say like, once upon a time, I actually might use this later. A visit to the spa began with a consultation with a physician and the receipt of your personal cup. Cups, are they called the cup or what do they call it? The mug? No, they just called it the cup. All right, let's go back. Cup. The cup, as it's simply called, is the constant companion of all Czech spa goers as they drink mineral-rich thermal water, or spring water, mineral-rich spring water throughout their busy days of massages, soaks, and spa treatments. Perhaps sadly, or perhaps fortunately, for the packed itinerary traveler of today, let's see. spend the busy days of their 3 or more week stay filled with a regimented schedule of, okay, throughout their, there we go. Okay. So like now I got the sleep based on that. That thing from Farmer's Wrap, sadly, or perhaps fortunately for the package and traveler of today. Daily life at Chick Spas now looks very different. Okay, done. So like this piece just like needs a couple things to be filled in, and it's pretty much ready. Okay. In this piece, I'm including Hotel Santa Catarina, check spelling, where the Ayurvedic Center will open on blah, 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 and some other place with something interesting and different about it. Okay. I have recently returned from a trip, including meetings with spa professionals in the Czech Republic, and a hard hat tour of the Santa Catarina's new Ayurvedic facility. With some not so hard hat, time to try its new wares in the original spa. Would you be interested in? Okay, how do they usually do these? Smile of the Crocodile, Goa Bites, Call of the Wild West. Maybe your spa schedule is ready. I think that's kind of, I would want to read something that said that, but we'll see. Okay, for Inside Track, for Blue Wings. All right, that's 2, guys. And these ones I've just written the leads a little bit anyway, even though I said that I would. So, all right, be inspired, off the beaten track, Telch Intrabeach. Let's talk about something else for a little bit, shall we? Okay, let's see how far I can get with this one. And then maybe we'll look at doing one of these ones for Honest Prague and then call it a day. I can't really tell exactly from the timer how much time we've spent actually doing the webinar. And I'm trying to make sure that we still get an hour, even though we had these technical difficulties. So let me do these 2 quickly. All right, so be inspired, off the beaten path, Telch Intrabeach. And anybody who has to go, please, please be my guest and leave. I know we've had a number of technical things today, so I really appreciate everybody who's still there. I hope it's interesting to watch me write these. Okay. Particularly seeing that I really don't know like anything about half of the stuff that I'm saying, and I'm just pulling it off the internet and trying to find a way to make it still sound exciting. Okay, be inspired. Let's pull this out of here. And this other one we're going to look at is Wiz Voices. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this Wiz Voices one was a little bit different. Okay, so let's see. Be inspired. Okay, here's the info for Off the Beaten Track. Now, these are ones that, like, I do have a lot of really great information in my notes that you're not going to see me pull up as we're working on these, because just for, like, this little bit of stuff that I need in the pitch, it's honestly just not worth my time to go back and read and read and read unless I really need to get something specific that I remember somebody said on the tour. See, this one I wasn't so sure about because it's quirky local. So let's look at a different one. Citizens Advice. Okay, so I'll do this for Honest Prague. So we'll do EasyJet Citizens Advice. So you see, it's just not really worth it to go back and go through my notes at this juncture. Okay, it will be if I get the assignment, but at this juncture, unless there's a particular quote that I know that some tour guide said, but now these things are from August, so I don't remember, right? If I wrote these right after, I would remember. it's not worth it for me to go back through those notes just to dig up like interesting stories. However, with Telch and Ginger Beach, there were some interesting things of this variety. But let's see. Okay, let's put our things in here, our basic formulas. All right. I'm gonna try to do two at once, not really, but okay. So, four off the beaten path, Telch and Ginger Beach. A first person article. Okay, I'm gonna bold that so I remember. Let me make this a little bigger so you guys can see it. A destination that it's a 1 to 3 hour drive from major city. And then I'm wondering, do I need to include this, like distance from the airport? Okay, in about 500 words. So I propose a 500 word article for your off the beaten track section. Now, I want to get the correct spelling of these two things. Because they have like little, not umlauts, but like hats and things that I don't actually know how to do on my laptop. And let's see, how do they do the titles here? Again, these silly little, so maybe for my title, it's going to be like UNESCO something. Something lame because their titles are lame. So it can cover a trip as a whole or focus on one particular activity or restaurant, for example. Okay, so I'm going to say like UNESCO gems or glimmers or something like this. In the names are Trebeach, and it's going to get all funky. Yep, Trebeach and Telch, come on. Telch, Czechia, four off the beaten path. Now, for the lead, who knows? We're going to want to look at it. Okay, let's pull some of these up. Be inspired. So, the Moroccan city of Marrakech may be famed for its traditional crafts. You get an influx of creatives, and some new museum openings are putting contemporary art in the spotlight. Okay, so they've got a big, long lead that's very kind of setting the scene. Talking about her next stop. Okay, so it's first person and it's very much like, here is my trip in detail. Tuck, 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 tuck. Okay, so this is really important to know because otherwise I would have written this pitch quite differently. Okay, so let's look at the map and see how these two things kind of intersect with one another. Because then I would start, you know, like, I don't know if I want to start describing the drive. That's a bit boring. Now the thing is, do I need to say Telch and Ginger Beach on UNESCO treasure rich Telch and Ginger Beach? Because that's really why I'm proposing them. There's just like such amazing things there, and I saw these towns on my itinerary. I was like, okay, all right, we'll go there. And then we got to these venues, and they were just, I mean, I couldn't believe it. So I'm just gonna pull up the whole UNESCO page for the Czech Republic. It's going to make it easier for me to find those two places. I'm also going to make a note for myself that we're using this October Marrakech thing as an example, in case I need to refer back to it. That's funny because, well, this is spelled, I don't know if she spelled it wrong or if the author spelled it wrong, but this place is like far from Bombay. And then they also have this Alibag piece. So clearly they, or maybe she wrote about the Alibag piece. Oops, let's go back. Okay, so here's the one that we're copying. Here's this and the map. There we go. Okay, so the Czech Republic UNESCO site. Okay, so let's look at how this drive is. I don't remember it being fantastically interesting. Okay, there they are. So it's giving me walking directions. I think that they are in Moravia. And they're just under 3 hours. Now, I want to know about kind of the. Great. Okay, good. I'm not sure what happened. So I was just saying that Telch has this amazing square, whereas Trib Beach is like this picture perfect kind of postcard kind of place. So this is all the UNESCO. So we've got the historic center of Telch. That's where it's got the square and. Okay, stands on a hilltop originally in the late 14th century. I'm always really bad with that. So that would make it the 1300s. Okay. And then this is the early 13th century. So that would make it the 1200s. Okay. So because these 13th and 14th century towns not only offer picture perfect, I'd say small city breaks, town breaks, small town European charm, but that is the Jewish quarter. Cities are built, da-da-da, Gothic style. Let's see, but include architectural, but include impeccably preserved architectural gems that offer. Not quite sure what to say, like a something view into the lives of our medieval and Renaissance relatives, peers, something, ancestors, I don't know, ancestors. Our medieval and Renaissance ancestors of all faiths. Let's see, what magazine is this? Is it okay? Yeah, actually, Bill, they're all about that. Okay, so I'm saying town a couple times. I guess they're cities. Okay. We're off the beaten track section because on UNESCO Rich, Telch and Trib Beach, because these 13th and 14th century cities not only offer picture-perfect small-town European charm, but also include impeccably in preserved architectural gems that offer, I want to say like an something about it being unique without saying unique. I'll look up synonyms later. A unique view into the lives of our medieval and Renaissance ancestors of all faiths. Okay, so something about these because sentences is that they can often be like a bit bland, but it's because you have to really like this is not a place to showcase your writing. This is a place to make it exquisitely clear to the editor what on earth it is that you intend to cover. Okay, so those should be kind of like really overt sentences there. Okay, so in this piece, I will cover my recent trip through the area, highlighting the interesting things in the name of palace and name of square in. Telch isn't. I'm going to put them backwards because I went to Telch first. We were just so enamored with that place. So we all just like stayed up late sitting in the square just because. Da 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 and da 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 in Telch. And the some descriptive details. That make feels like it must have won like a cutest small town award. Right, anything else? Let's have a look at the magazine. Anything else? Quotes. I will include quotes. Okay. Yeah, I actually have some really cool quotes, I think, unless I'm confusing which places this is. These are rather. I will include quotes from somebody. I'll have to see who. So for this one, in terms of thoughts that I have for the lead, I think that I'm going to go heavy on the description here because these places like really are marvels and places that you wouldn't really think to go to unless you understood how great the things were. So I'm going to have the lead rely on heavy description, maybe of the castle in Telge. Because it just said like room after room that was just crazy. So I think I'm going to rely on that. Okay, so I know that we've probably by now, even with the second sort of break, done an hour. So I'm going to let you guys go now. If I were to, okay, so we've got the title for this. So I'll just put this down here so that this pitch is pretty done. Would you be interested in UNESCO Gems Glimmer? I'll just go with that. I don't know. For what is this place called? Off the Beaten Track. For which magazine is this again? Be Inspired. Be Inspired. Okay, so we've got three here. This one I'm going to do a really quick lead on the stats probably. This one I've already got a lead. This one just needs to be filled in a couple things. This one I have a variety of things that I need to fill in. I would have liked to have gotten to this citizens advice thing, but I feel like that last little internet hiccup has just really pushed us over time. So I'm going to let you guys go. So the citizens advice section on name and name of Honest Prague. I'll just do this super fast. 200 words, okay. And for the lead, I'm going to make the lead be a funny quote. On name and name of the website, or is it the video channel? Because their irreverent approach to the home city they love has achieved an unparalleled appreciation and welcoming to visitors that the city government. Okay, I'm not quite sure if that's what I mean here, but we'll go with that. In this piece, I will highlight first person as told to piece, where the person shares six tips for where they live or are from. Could include, okay, so we want six tips, could include where to eat, shop, and what to see in the destination. Okay, cool. In this piece, I will feature last name and last names. Favorite things to do in Prague from the continuous, let's say, from it's like the hair raising jumps on and off the continuously moving elevators in wherever those are. There's like only a few left. And the some meal, these things I have in my notes. I hope I have in my notes, otherwise we can get them from the website. Now I'm doing these kind of in like in a little more detail because they want tips or they want things to do, and I want to make sure that they're good enough. So I'm New York based, da, 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 da. I'm gonna say I have recently had the opportunity to meet and speak with last name and last name. And again, I told you this before, so I'm gonna like lie here and say I have their permission to do with the piece, which I do not. So they had an interesting thing here that how they've actually gotten like money lent or money changing, sort of like money changing places that extort people, how they've actually gotten them to close. Growing their coverage of Prague to the point where they have their followers boycotting has even been able to shut down exploitative they have agreed, so this is the language here, they have agreed to participate in this piece if assigned. Okay, that's what you can use here. Would you be interested in, and then I need to check on the title. Okay guys, that's four pitches plus a bunch of time of me talking, all right? So next time we are going to fill in the leads for things that need leads. We're gonna look at my notes for those things that are missing and the internet for the other thing. You guys are going to tell me if I have some questions on some different leads, which ones we're going to do. And then we're going to run through our idea checklist one more time. All right. And thank you guys so much, especially those of you who've been with me all day. I really look forward to our next set of webinars. And thank you so much for putting up with all of our internet things today. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon and finishing up this workshop. Thanks, guys.